Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Welcome to Fort McMurray Matters.
Keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome to another edition of Fort McMurray Matters. Good afternoon, I'm Jaron Vecchio. And on today's show, we're going to be talking about mental health and the March Mullets campaign, which officially wrapped up as of today. And joining me, not over the phone, we're doing this over Zoom, is Emma Jones with the Canadian Mental Health Association of Wood Buffalo, as well as two participants in the campaign, April Bredmore and Eric LeDuc. And again, this is happening over Zoom, so unfortunately you can't see Eric's beautiful bald head right now. And you may be wondering, well, if he's bald, what's going on? Did he take part in the March Mullets campaign? Yes, he did, and we're going to get into that in just a little bit. But Emma, I want to start off with you. And we had you on at the beginning of March to talk about the campaign, the importance of getting the message out that it's okay to not be okay, and that everyone should be comfortable being able to ask for help. We know that we've been able to get that message out, which is fantastic. But we also were looking to raise funds for the Canadian Mental Health Association as well. And I have to note that I also took part in this campaign, just so everyone's aware. And I'll get a little bit into my experience as well. But how much was the nonprofit able to raise throughout the campaign?
Yes, well, thank you. Thank you for having us on. We're so excited. And I'm really, really happy to announce that we've raised over $26,000 for the entire campaign. And we had very little cost associated. So majority of this funding will all go to Canadian Mental Health Association Wood Buffalo Region. And I know we'll talk a little bit more about it, but I'm happy to share how this money will be allocated.
That's
really exciting.
That is absolutely fantastic. And again,
I know it's outstanding.
You know, when I joined personally, you know, I had a goal of wanting to raise a certain amount of money, but I feel like I've been in over the years getting more comfortable talking about personally my struggles. And I had a few people tell me that, you know, this is the perfect time. There's always a good time to talk about it, but this is really a month where it's definitely being highlighted. And it seems like, yes, we had that 26,000, which is fantastic, but you just have to believe that we also got that message out to so many people.
Because it's definitely, we are a nonprofit organization where we rely heavily on, you know, volunteering and donations and our community's incredible generosity. But it's also just about getting the conversation started. And sometimes you need a little bit of a conversation starter, like a mullet, hashtag ask me about my mullet, to get the conversation going, because there is still that stigma associated. We feel maybe a little uncomfortable about sharing our feelings, men and women, but definitely men have that pressure from society still. That's what we're really trying to work on breaking by using our stories, sharing our stories to talk about it, to let everyone know that you're not alone. And that's the biggest part. Starting the conversation about mental health is the crucial step in mental well-being.
Mm-hmm. And just doing a couple of social media posts, and I'm not a big social media person on, you know, personal accounts, but it was really, you know, heartwarming to see a lot of people and a lot of the messages come in. And again, this isn't me trying to showboat, oh, I got all these messages. It's just not me. And I'm not one of those people who like to share personally too much. And just to have a lot of people say, you know, this is great. This is, you know, they're happy. And a lot of them, I was just asking them if, you know, just reach out to somebody if you think they're not doing fine, or even if you think they're doing fine, just reach out and ask how they're doing. It goes a long way, and it seems like a lot of people got that message.
You bet. Thank you for doing that. And I know it can feel a little uncomfortable, but certainly I know Eric can talk a little bit more about his experience and how, you know, the past week, even how you were feeling. And it's important that we all talk and share, because we're all the same, you know, in different ways, of course, but we're all human, and we all, mental health is a part of health, and we really need to drive that message home.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's a perfect segue to get Eric into the conversation. And again, you know, the limitations of radio is, you know, we can't see us right now, but I will promise you we're over Zoom doing this meeting, and Eric is practically bald. There's, you know, a little bit of fuzz on his head. So you might not think he was actually taking part in the March Mullets campaign, but I know you were doing a little bit of a unique fundraiser. Can you share with our listeners what was going on, Eric?
Yeah, so this is the first time I've been bald in the last 3 years, I guess. And so I had to miss one of these March Mullet events, but I grew it out, and then I did kind of, I call it the cheap mullet last year, where I only cut the sides off. So this year my hair was 2 years worth of growth, and cut it into a mullet. And our team goal, we had, I think we had about six or seven people on our team raising money. And we thought $10,000 was a stretch. So one of our Facebook Live, myself and Dan Talk and a couple other friends came over and played some music, and we reached the 10,000. So somebody piped up and was like, "Oh, what's it going to take for you and Maddie, my little brother? He was our team captain. What's it going to take for you guys to shave your heads?" And not even thinking about it, we just looked at each other, I don't know, $15,000. And sure enough, the day before, I guess it was the 30th, we exceeded 15,000. And so we were pretty obligated. We couldn't back out of it. And we had, you know, 500 different views on our Facebook video. So that's too many people to call you a liar.
Honestly, like I said, you can't see it, but you're pulling off the bald look perfectly right now. I said there's a little bit of fuzz, and I did have a chance to see your mullet, and I guess you could say I had the cheap mullet this year, where mostly it was the sides, a little bit off the top, but you had definitely had the flow going. So you know, it was for a good cause, but we're definitely missing the hair piece right now.
Oh, it's cold.
Well, it's warming up, so it's you picked the perfect time to do it. So Eric, you mentioned that you've been doing this for a couple years now. Can you kind of share maybe the reason why you have been taking part in this campaign?
It all started with my brother. He was in school in Barrie, and that was about 6 years ago. Was the first March Mullet campaign. And he took part just on a whim. Like, somebody walked up to him and asked him if he wanted to raise money. And we lost our aunt to suicide. My brother did it in her memory. And the year after, he was doing it again. So he asked me. So this is actually my fifth year participating in the fundraiser. And it started out doing it for my aunt. But like you said, I also have struggled with anxiety and depression over the last 10 years. And like Emma mentioned earlier, just this past week and a half, 2 weeks, I've had a couple anxiety attacks that I haven't had in 5 or 6 years. So I've done it to remember my aunt, but also I've used the CMHA's services in the past to get help. And it's something close to us. So that's why I do it every year.
Well, we're going to take our first break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but don't go anywhere, as coming up after the break, we're going to continue our talk with Eric, as well as Emma with CMHA, as well as April, who also took part in the Mullet campaign.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio. And if you're just tuning into the show right now, we're talking about mental health and the March of Mullets campaign. As joining me over the phone is Emma Jones with the Canadian Mental Health Association of Wood Buffalo, as well as some participants in the campaign, Eric LeDuc and April Bredmore. And Eric, I know before the break you were sharing your story about how you lost your aunt to suicide, and my condolences to you. And you also talked about, you know, your personal struggles with anxiety and depression, and I just wanted to thank you for sharing that. And I know it's so tough, but I personally think the more people who share, the more people will start to, you know, realize that it's okay to not be okay, and they'll start to be, you know, encouraged to seek help and to talk to people. And the fact that you're doing it on the show, I know it can be scary, but thank you so much for doing so.
Thank you, Eric, for everything. I mean, during not only this month, but what you do all year long. And both to you, Eric, April, and Jaron, for all that you do for mental health, because I think it is sharing those stories to encourage reaching out for support is not a sign of weakness. It's a sign of strength. And that's what this campaign was really all about.
Perfectly spoken. Yeah, perfectly spoken there. I think it's time we get April into the conversation as well. And there might be a few people saying, well, you're talking about April and she got a mullet. Well, I thought this was all men just taking part in the March Mullets campaign. But I know last year, I believe it was you, April. Correct me if I'm wrong, but you've been taking part in this campaign for a couple years now. So maybe to share with our listeners why you wanted to take part.
So I started with Eric is my son, and Maddie, our team captain, is my youngest. I started with the campaign, I think it's 5 years ago in Fort McMurray, Emma. I'm pretty sure we started here 5 years ago.
That's right, and 2016.
Yeah. I started with this, with March Mullet. Maddie was the initiator. He started doing it first. And then Eric and I came on board. And the reason that I believe strongly in the mullet campaign, but also in supporting mental health. The aunt that Eric referred to is my sister. And when we get to the month of March every year, we know that we are going to have mullets and we're going to talk about mental health. And in my own little way, it is a celebration of life for my sister every year for the whole month of March. Last year was the first year that I shaved my head. It was kind of a challenge. We were at the Harley Davidson dealership, and Eric and Maddie said, why don't you shave your head? You get a mullet, Mom, you get a mullet. So I said that I would get a mullet if I could raise, if somebody would donate, I think I started with $300, and I had that donation immediately. People want to see me with a shaved head, apparently. And I promptly raised $600 that day, and our campaign grew from there. We, as a family, we talk about mental health, maybe not every single day, but quite a few days of the week. Mental health is a conversation. We, for the month of March, every single person we meet, we talk about our hair. We start off with, why do we have a mullet? And it creates a conversation. You learn a lot about people when you actually open up to them and just let them know that, you know, you may look all normal on the outside, but there are issues on the inside. And one of the things that I found, I guess, in the last 5 years is that mental health struggles, you may not have them yourself, but you may be, there's side effects to it. So even though my sister had a lot of bipolar and mental health issues, and I did not, I struggled with dealing with how to help her and not being able to help her. And when she passed, not being able to help my family go through it. And there's a lot of underlying issues that come along with that. That is technically, that's a direct result of mental health.
Mm-hmm.
Emma's been awesome. And having my kids involved and our team this year, we have friends that have joined our team year after year now, and they support it because they believe that what we're doing is important. And while they may not talk about it as much, they will get a mullet and help us fundraise so that we can support mental health in Wood Buffalo.
That last point you mentioned there, April, I think is really important, something that gets forgotten, that, you know, a lot of us don't struggle from anxiety and depression, but, you know, they are just, they're also impacted by it when they're trying to, you know, care for a loved one. You know, it's also very tough for those individuals as well.
Yeah, I think that sharing your personal experience when somebody is reaching out to you and just sharing your experience and how you learn to deal with it. And always, I always say, if you need help, go to CMHA. They have the best programs available and they're there to help you, which is why we help raise money. But sharing your experience with somebody lets them know that they're okay. It's not abnormal. If you talk about it and you find out that, oh my God, you're going through this too. Wow. Oh, you went through this. How did you deal with it? And some people won't open up, but just knowing that you've been through it, they may eventually come around.
Eric, I'm just going to say it. It seems like you have a great mom there, a great advocate for mental health, and someone who is really willing to listen and to help out. So kudos to you, April. I have to give a shout out to my mom as well. She always likes to joke that I don't mention her on the show, but she definitely deserves a shout out here for putting up with all my calls when I'm dealing with some anxiety and depression. So definitely a big shout out to my mom. And again, to you, April.
Thank you.
We're going to take our last break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but don't go anywhere, as coming up after the break, we're going to finish our talk with Emma, April, and Eric about the March Mullets campaign.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters, brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters, brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio. And if you're just tuning into the show right now, we're talking about mental health and the March Mullets campaign. And joining me over the phone is Emma Jones with the Canadian Mental Health Association of Wood Buffalo, as well as some participants in the campaign, Eric LeDuc and April Bredmore. And we just have a couple minutes left. And, you know, we've been talking about Eric and April's experience dealing with mental health, specifically Eric dealing with mental health and April, struggling with loved ones dealing with mental health. I want to get, you know, more of a lighter side for the last couple minutes. And Eric, I got to ask, on a scale of 1 to 10, how do you rate your mother's mullet from this year? And I know I saw a picture of her mullet from last year, and I have to say, it was glorious.
It's hard to critique my mom. I think her mullet last year was even better. So if we're doing just out of 10, I guess this year it'd have to be a 9. 8 points for at least doing it, and 1 for looks. But last year she it was a little bit better, but, you know, we don't have super thick hair that grows like bad grass like I do. So, yeah.
And April, I got to ask, what the bald look on Eric, you got to rank it out of 10. Now it's going to get a little personal here.
So I'm not going to lie, in our family, Eric, bless his soul, he was blessed with the thickest, luscious hair of all of it, and it grows like a chia pet. He gets in the shower and his hair grows. And this year I obviously, the bald look is good on him, and the bald looks really good on Maddie too. My kids always had short hair when they were growing up, until they wouldn't listen to me anymore and had long hair. So he's got a good head for not having any hair. It's kind of like Velcro right now, though.
Yeah, I don't know what my mom would say if I did the same thing as you, Eric. I don't think I could I can go bald, but she definitely wants to see me get a haircut. I don't think she was the biggest fan of the mullet, but I know she was definitely a big fan of the message. But I want to continue this talk as long as we can, and unfortunately we're running out of time. But Emma, before we go, you kind of touched on it at the beginning, but I want to highlight it again. We were able to raise over $26,000, a lot of that thanks to April, Eric, and Maddie, who raised quite a bit, and they definitely need a big shout-out for that. But you were also touching about where exactly these funds are going to be distributed in the organization. Can you share that?
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, first, I want to just say a big, huge shout out to Team Mullets for Mantha, because without your dedication and passion and everyone involved on your team, I mean, I don't know how successful we would have been successful, but you just pushed it over the edge. We're so grateful. I also want to acknowledge a couple people, if I may, before we talk about how the funds will be allocated.
Go for it.
We had a little guy named Zachary, age 2, who cut his hair into a mullet. And then Hudson, and he's just like our new kind of, I don't know, what we call him, another ambassador. He's age 7, and he single-handedly raised $2,100 as a 7-year-old. And it's just amazing. We even had a couple of, obviously, our sponsors really help us push over the edge. I want to say a big thank you to Tommy Guns for helping raise over $3,000 during the month of March. Obviously, Mix and Cruise, Harvard Broadcasting, we're so grateful for your support. And then a big shout out to Lloyd Harley Davidson and Patty McSwagans for hosting a couple of events for us. We're really, really grateful for everyone. So the $26,000 raised during the March Mullet campaign is going to help advance youth mental health programming within the CMHA Wood Buffalo Recovery College. And we're highlighting that age 12 to 24-year-olds with various coping strategies will work through their mental health challenges, gain self-awareness and emotional awareness. And the focus will be on increasing those sources of strength and resilience with problem-solving, stress, anxiety management. And we really feel that by focusing, taking our action onto the youth will help build a healthy adult population in the future. And we're really, really excited and really are so grateful to all 21 participants who bravely cut their hair into a mullet this year and everyone who donated. Thank you.
I just want to make a message. I don't think it was brave getting the mullets, but going bald was definitely brave. And Eric, April, Emma, thank you so much for coming on. Again, I wish we could continue this talk for another 20, 30 minutes. I think it's important. I know, Eric, you know, it was tough talking about your struggles, but thank you so much for coming on to share that. And as well as you, April, you know, just sharing some of the struggles you were having, you know, being next to somebody who was struggling. I think it really hits everybody, and anyone who's listening, I really hope, you know, this drives the message, just be like, it's okay to not be okay. And if you think someone's struggling, or even if you don't, a simple just reaching out can go a long way. So thank you so much for coming on, guys. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Jaron.
Thank you for having us.
Now that's all the time we have for today on Fort McMurray Matters, but make sure to tune into Mix 103.7 every weekday at noon to hear the interviews that matter to you and your community. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio, and this has been Fort McMurray Matters.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this episode or any past episode? Download the podcast at mix1037fm.com.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker, Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.